Capricorn sun signs and Capricorn rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for April 2019. And Capricorn, I just want to take a moment to give you the full glory of March, the sun card. Not that it's a uniform emotional state, not that it means all was joyous in March by any means, but March was really about you stepping out in your distinctive flavor, the being that only you can be, that doesn't need to be actioned or efforted one bit, this kind of question of essence. And in the month of April, this kind of essence work is, it's almost like being upped, the ante is being upped on your essence work in the best possible sense of that phrase. And the card that's coming through for you is the Queen of Pentacles. And all of the queens in the tarot are second skins. They're about us simply remembering that this is a being who we contain. This is an essence, again, this is something essential that exists in our core that we don't need to explain to anyone. We don't need to sweat it out for. We don't need to prove that we're connected to this archetype. And the Queen of Pentacles, whatever kind of visual you want to get of someone almost spilling over the edges of their outfit, someone who is so connected to the physical world, to the juicy fruits of the physical world, to your own appetites, that you can fully inhabit and walk the earth as if you were just a part of the actual natural world, an outgrowth, this kind of plant spilling over something, coming out of a pot, exuding your this kind of fortification. And this is a card that I actually always connect in my mind with Capricorn energy, because sometimes we have this tendency to think of Capricorn energy as brittle or dry, or this kind of desiccated form of earth that's about doing what you need to do, or the kind of steely surface of things. And it's not what the energy in its highest octave expression is about at all. This is lubricated earth. This is a full body knowing that you deserve to be here, and that you can really sink into the skin of this planet, that you can take what is yours, not taking in terms of a sweaty kind of action where you have to grab at something, but literally the ripeness of what surrounds you and raising your hand to simply catch the fruit that's falling from the tree and then taking a big old bite out of it. And this is really the energy that's coming through for you in April. And it's also around the question of time. You're in a sign, you are a sign that's really, really wed to the concept of time, to the concept of watching things grow over time and through time and space. And I really invite you in April too, to return to this question of what you're willing to wait for. Not wait for because you don't have it yet and you're trying to get it, but wait for as if you're just abiding by the side of something that is already coming your way, and that you simply need to, like that kind of handout that catches the fruit that's ready to fall from the tree, that you're simply just in the line of that thing that is ready to come and be received by you. So I'm wishing you a really expansive month of April, and I will speak with you in May.